Ukrainian forces made further gains Monday in the Kherson region of the country's south, adding to their gains in the east in recent days as they push a counteroffensive against Russia to recapture lands Moscow's forces had claimed earlier in its seven-month invasion. Russia-installed officials in Kherson said Ukraine's military had recaptured some settlements in Kherson, while the Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged that with superior tank units, Ukraine had managed to penetrate into the depths of our defense. Speaking with VOA's Flashpoint program Monday, reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv talked about Ukraine's strategy in the south.
Ukrainian forces are trying to advance towards the city of Kherson, but they're doing this from two different directions. Again, this is a very difficult it's a very difficult territory in terms of the nature. So it's fields in there and rivers in there. So this makes it more difficult for Ukrainian forces to move forward. But we clearly see that the battle is going on, and very heavy battles is going on. And Russian forces are actually concentrating their power in there, at least. Some experts say that probably Russian forces would put Kherson region as a priority over Luhansk region.
Meanwhile, in his ongoing efforts to establish a nuclear safety and security zone around the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in South Ukraine, International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi announced Monday from his Twitter account he plans to travel to both Kyiv and Moscow next week for consultations aimed at getting agreement for the establishment of such a zone. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed Monday to developed nations to make good on their promise of $100 billion a year to support climate action in developing countries ahead of a nuclear climate review conference in Egypt. Speaking from UN headquarters in New York Monday, Guterres told reporters the world's richest nations need to step up.
Let's be clear. The collective commitments of G20 governments are coming far too little and far too late. The actions of the wealthiest developed and emerging economies simply don't add up. Taken together, current pledges and policies are shutting the door on our chance to limit global temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius, let alone meet the 1.5 degree goal.
Ministers, climate experts, and civil society representatives are meeting this week in the Congolese capital of Kinshasa to prepare the agenda for the November meeting, known as COP27, which will take place in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh from November 6th to November 18th. Female students in Afghanistan took to the streets for a third day in a row Monday to seek justice for victims of last week's suicide bombing of an education center in Kabul, as the death toll continues to rise. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, the UNAMA, said Friday's powerful blast in the capital had killed at least 53 people, including 46 girls and women, and wounded more than 110 others. From their Twitter account Monday, the UNAMA wrote, "Girls and young women were the main victims. Casualty figures are likely to rise. Our human rights team continues documenting the crimes, verifying the facts, and establishing reliable data to counter denial and revisionism from the Afghans and Taliban leaders." Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei said Monday the widespread protests following the death in police custody of a young woman last month are not the actions of ordinary Iranians, and he accused the United States and Israel of planning the demonstrations. The protests, now in their third week, have been met with a crackdown by police and security forces. A tally of government statements compiled by the Associated Press gave a death toll of at least 14 people with 1,500 arrests, while rights groups say at least 130 are dead with thousands arrested. Khamenei said the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini was a sad incident and that he was heartbroken. Iran's morality police arrested Amini in Tehran for allegedly not following the country's strict dress code, and she died in a hospital 3 days later after falling into a coma. The government said she died of a heart attack. Her family rejected that account. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian forces have made further gains Monday in the Kherson region in that country's south. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.
Let me be your motivation.